Our cattle markets remained strong, but took just a little bit of a breather. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. Luke Wells is with Professional Ag Marketing based in Laverne, Minnesota.
Yeah, I think that's a real logical explanation. I mean, we had end of last week and over the weekend, we had, you know, the screw room issue that Secretary Brooke Rollins pushed and has found a resolve on it. That gave a little bit of a bump. I mean, you look at the charts, there just been a steep appreciation, you know, on both. Now, with that said, fundamentals are still very good on cattle. Choice box beef just continues to run very, very hot, a little bit over 348. Cash cattle trade running very hot yet. So a good set of fundamentals. But I think, yeah, as you mentioned, just a little technical breather here in the cattle complex after some really nice gains on the board.
When you look at the hog market, again, some continued pressure here as well. A lot of this stemming back from last week's USDA export sales report indicating the lowest level for pork exports for quite some time, and boy, since that time, it just doesn't seem like we can gain much ground on the hog side.
Yeah, I mean, a little perspective. I mean, an export report right around a holiday, right, you have to take a little grain of salt with, right? But with no doubt, I mean, net imports, exports, 25%, around 25% of our pork gets exported. So it's critically important to that sector, and China is a very critical market, and they had the cancellation. They don't buy our primals, our loins, and our hams, but they buy our offal, our things, feet, legs, things, our ears, things like that. And so, yeah, a little bit of a breather there, but perspective, you know, the hog market had a nice rally from its extreme sell-off down to 88 in June, right? And it got a little bit ahead of itself, at least relative to spot fundamentals. Cutout has kind of been hanging in those mid-90s, right? You know, coming around on the hog, the product side is still just a little bit kind of sticky in this 95-ish area, but the cash hog market's been really strong. We've got, you know, in the mid-90s, so low to mid-90s kind of bid on cash hogs, which is above the index.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Wenberg.